It was a down day on Wall Street as investors fret over COVID-19 and higher capital gains taxes. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 22nd day of April. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, McDonald's customers are not pleased. The housing market is hot, but is it too hot? Good news for American farmers today. While many businesses are complaining about transportation, some trucking companies are doing just fine. Thank you very much. Solar stocks bounced up today. Why are some folks just plain freaking out? We'll tell you. Wall Street was down, and Google wants you to learn more about the planet. For the interview, the president of the newly minted Fastline Marketing Group, John Anderson, talks ROI. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, the markets took a beating today, a day after yesterday's big win. So what happened? Increasing COVID-19 cases, especially in India, and investors are fretting over the Biden plan to increase capital gains taxes. I'll share the numbers with you in just a bit. Here's something that we've missed, no doubt because we've not been in a McDonald's restaurant for at least a year. Eat This, Not That is reporting that McDonald's customers, now that many are returning to inside of the restaurant, are not pleased with the digital ads the chain now flashes over their menu boards. What's going on? Well, for one thing, blocking off the menu with ads makes it more difficult to place an order because customers have to wait longer for the digital reel to get back to their menu items, and that slows service, especially during busy times. Another frustration that fans have with the digital menu boards is the fact they don't always display prices. While McDonald's is known for straddling the lower end of the price spectrum for fast food, the exact pricing of items can vary from location to location, not to mention the frequent inclusion of new limited-time offers and featured deals makes it more difficult to gauge how much you're actually spending when you're ordering. So why are they doing this? Well, customers are guessing McDonald's is trying to cut down your decision-making time, or perhaps push consumers to other ordering methods like their mobile app or the self-serve kiosks. Whatever it is, McDonald's ain't talking. Over the past month, we've reported several times about the overheated housing market, where there are often bidding wars between buyers and buyers now paying more than the asking price. Now some are asking if the hot housing market is just plain too hot. MarketWatch is reporting that data from Google indicates that people are getting so concerned that the phrase, "When is the housing market going to crash?" has surged by 2,450% over the past month. Similarly, Americans are searching in droves for explanations as to why the housing market is so hot and why home prices are rising. Nationwide, the nominal housing costs have risen by 40% over the past 5 years. For some, today's real estate market might feel eerily similar to the market conditions that preceded the Great Recession. Given that the last housing boom triggered a global economic meltdown, those concerns are certainly understandable. But housing experts argue that Americans don't need to get themselves too worked up just yet, saying that home values are really just 5% overvalued. Much of the rise in prices is due to people leaving apartments and looking for homes, and people who had thought about moving, making the decision to stay put. Both have put a strain on available houses on the market. The tight global supplies of corn is causing China to buy now what farmers won't harvest until fall. Bloomberg is reporting that sources familiar with the story are saying that China, the world's largest commodity importer, bought American corn for shipment in the fourth quarter. Crops for the fall harvest are currently just being planted, and traders estimate that sales to China were at least 1 million metric tons. Chicago corn futures rose by the most allowed by the exchange today. The contract for July delivery surged as much as 25 cents, or 4.1%, to reach $6.31 a bushel. That's the highest for a most active contract since 2013. But it's not only corn, where future contracts are up by 96% over the past year. Cotton has jumped upward by 54%, and wheat contracts are up by 50%. All of this is welcome news for the U.S. farmer who has seen commodity prices stall for several years. Today, trucking giant J.B. Hunt said it was raising its quarterly dividend by 7.1% to 30 cents a share. That sent the company's stock up by 2% in afternoon trade. So how good is the transportation sector to investors? J.B. Hunt's stock has rallied by over 69% over the past 12 months. Bloomberg is reporting that President Biden's plan to cut U.S. carbon emissions in half by 2030 sent solar stocks soaring today. For example, Invesco Solar ETF was up as much as 5%. Shares of Enphase Energy, Sun Power Corporation, and Solar Edge Technologies jumped by as much as 6 to 10%. The plan to cut emissions more than doubles what the U.S. agreed to when Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Accord and is based off of U.S.'s 2005 carbon emissions. So if stocks are at or at least near all-time highs, why are people freaking out? Well, analysts tell us that the problem is uncertainty, which is always the enemy of the markets. It's that uncertainty that is provided for some volatile trading days, up one day, down the next, up for 2 days, and down for 2 days. And then there's plenty of questions swirling around that don't seem to have any answers. For example, a year ago, the markets plunged by over 30%, but now we're back up. How much of that gain comes from policy stimulus and how much of it is real? How much of the expected economic rebound is already priced in? What happens if the vaccine promise falls short? What if this is as good as it gets? It's all about uncertainty, and uncertainty makes not only investors, but everybody else tend to freak out just a little bit more. And to put a cherry on top of that story, the markets were back down today as investors fret over climbing cases of COVID-19 and the reality that President Biden is pushing for higher taxes on capital gains. Billionaires are freaking out because under Biden's plan, the U.S. capital gains tax rate for wealthy individuals will rise to 39.6% from the current base rate of 20%. For those earning $1 million or more, the new top rate will be coupled with an existing surtax on investment income. Too much, says billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper, and he's not alone. U.S. stocks fell by the most since mid-March on the news of the Biden proposal. Wall Street traders said the prospects of a higher levy on stock profits could spur near-term selling as investors look to skirt a higher rate. The Dow sank by 321 points to end the trade at 33,815, while the Nasdaq lost 131 points to close at 13,818, and the S&P 500 lost what it gained just yesterday, down by 38 points to finish the day at 41.34. All of that in light of the fact that new jobless claims came in at a COVID-era low of 540,000. That's now the second week that new claims have fallen, showing a strengthening labor market as jobs that disappeared during the shutdowns are starting to come back. And finally, there is this Earth Day bit of news. Google has introduced a 3D time-lapse using Google Earth's photos that allows you to watch the environment change over a 37-year timeline. Wired reports that NASA, their Landsat program, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the EU's Copernicus Project have all partnered with Google to provide more evidence of how we've affected our planet through satellite images and interactive videos. Google hopes to make the abstract concrete and give us all a better understanding of what our planet has endured. Happy Earth Day. All right, stay with us, because for the interview, you'll meet the president of the newly minted Fastline Marketing Group. Fastline, a major player in the agricultural community for over 40 years, recently launched a new name and a new direction that John Anderson says will drive profits and investment returns for their many current and future customers. John Anderson from the Fastline Marketing Group is just a click away.